This sound has been a constant in the Scanlon Gymnasium over the past few weeks as the King's College men's basketball team prepares for the start of their 2014-2015 season. Last season, the Monarchs finished with a record of 14-11 and a 7-7 record in MAC conference play, which was not good enough for a postseason berth. However, despite some key changes to the team dynamic for this upcoming season, the players have high hopes and expectations for this year, including seniors Rich Douglas and Tim O'Shea.
Honestly, I think we're going to be pretty good this year. We're young, but everybody seems to be coming together pretty well. Like, Coach's been doing a lot of things, like, to just, like, bring us closer together, like, a lot of drills and things like that. So, honestly, so far, we're looking a lot better than we expected at this point.
So far, we're going to do pretty good. We're still looking young, but everything's getting into shape now, just working out some of the kinks.
The Monarchs lost their two leading scorers from last season in Kyle Hammonds and Joe Caffrey, who averaged 17.4 points per game and 13.8 points per game, respectively. With Hammonds and Caffrey gone, a lot of the responsibility will fall on the shoulders of sophomore power forward Dan Ratecki, who averaged 11.4 points per game and 5.7 rebounds per game, en route to being named the 2014 Freedom Conference Rookie of the Year. O'Shea, who averaged 5.5 points per game and 2.4 rebounds per game last season, feels that even though they have a young team, they are a force to be reckoned with in the MAC.
I think it's going to be an interesting year, but could have a good year if everything comes together like it should and all the game plans work and all the experience all the young guys are supposed to get, if they actually use that, will be good. One of our major strengths is our overall athleticism. A lot of young guys who are quick and able to get up and down the floor. And one of the weaknesses also be the youth that we have. This comes with, like, lack of experience, but that's the point of having a young team. You got to learn somewhere.
Douglas and O'Shea are the only two seniors on a very young Monarchs team that also rosters 9 freshmen, 5 sophomores, and 4 juniors. With such a young team, Douglas feels that it is part of his responsibility as a senior to take all of these freshmen under his wing and have a leadership role on this team.
I would say, like, we have 8 or 9 freshmen this year. So I definitely, like, going into this year, Coach told me, like, my goal on this team was to, like, just be a leader, like, kind of, like, guide the freshmen to where they needed to be, because he has high hopes for this freshman class. So I, like, accepted that role going into the season, that, like, that was basically going to be, like, what I was supposed to do. I mean, we were ranked, the preseason poll put us as 5th this year, which that's the highest we've been since I've been there. And even one of our coaches mentioned that, like, he thinks that, like, he has very high hopes for this team, sees us making the playoffs this year, so let's hope for the best.
The Monarchs will look to see all of their hard work in the offseason and preseason come together when they play their season opener against Penn State Worthington Scranton on Saturday, November 15th at 7 p.m. in the Scanlon Gymnasium. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Justin Binkowski.